like you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time.
Pepin and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Duran.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Caucus day in Iowa. Former President Donald Trump leads in the polls, but ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Des Moines says there is a major unknown, the weather.
It is dangerously cold here, the kind of cold that hurts after being outside for just a few seconds. The conditions may depress turnout. There's no way to know or even predict, since no one can remember a caucus night with temperatures this insanely low. But those who do intend to caucus say they'll gladly brave the frigid air to take part in a quadrennial tradition that's a part of Hawkeye pride. Going first has been Iowa's thing for half a century.
The cold not just affecting Iowa. The utility regulator in Texas is asking customers to conserve energy this morning because of what it calls tight grid conditions. President Biden heads to Philadelphia today for service events as part of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His campaign says it raised more than $97 million in the final quarter of 2023. This is ABC News.
Astrobotic, which launched a robot spacecraft on what was to be a flight to the moon last week, says its latest assessment is that Peregrine is now on a path toward Earth 5 days after a propellant leak doomed any hope of a soft landing on the moon. Mission Control says Peregrine, about 242,000 miles out, will likely burn up in our atmosphere. At the multiplexes this weekend, ABC's Dave Packer.
Blizzard conditions brought a number of theater closures in the Midwest, but Mean Girls can't be stopped.
What was that?
Oh, Lord, it's the Queen Bee.
Regina George.
Don't look her in the eye!
The adaptation of the Broadway musical, adaptation of the original 2004 Tina Fey movie, earning an estimated $28 million in its first 3 days in theaters. Coming in second, the Jason Statham action pick The Beekeeper, making $16.8 million domestically in its debut week. Third place went to Wonka, which added $8.4 million in its fifth week. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. smelling fresher than ever? It's the Sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the Sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the Sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the Sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Remedial legislative district maps submitted Friday by state Senate Democrats to the Wisconsin Supreme Court would reduce Republican majorities, while maps by Governor Tony Evers give Republicans a 50-49 advantage in the Assembly and Democrats an 18-15 Senate majority. U.S. Marshals in Texas on Friday apprehended a man wanted for probation violations in Marathon County. Peter Jewell Regal, who was found guilty of sexually assaulting a child in 2017, was found in the parking lot of a hotel armed with a knife that led to a standoff that lasted several hours before he surrendered. And events around Wisconsin today celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. include the 43rd annual tribute and ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. The official state event in the Rotunda is the oldest official state celebration for Dr. King in the U.S.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just $1, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a wind chill advisory in effect. The wind chill pushing minus 30 today, basically tonight and tomorrow as well. Today, high of only one above. It'll be mostly sunny. Tonight, six below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and slightly warmer with a high near six above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 10 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dirt road, you made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said,
got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the
day.
Of your country favorites, Real Country 1430.
After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. She's ready for some R&R, something to take her mind off everything.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Diamond Rio, Rock My Baby here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens below zero across the region this morning. The cold weather is sticking around, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Newsmaker segment as well with Dave Geiger. On land values, and we'll be chatting with Dave about that. Reminder, today is Martin Luther King Day. That means markets are closed for the day today. today. No mail either. And the banks are closed, too. WRDN is proud to once again be a sponsor of the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference. Security Financial Bank puts this on. We're one of the proud sponsors of that. And that's coming up on February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. All kinds of different strategies you'll be able to learn about. For local farmers as well. If you would like more information, visit sfbank.com. That's sfbank.com. Or you can also give us a call here at WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, we got a look at November U.S. dairy exports last week, and they were down about 7.5% from a year ago. What were some of the highlights or lowlights that you saw in the data?
There were quite a few lowlights. I'm going to start with one of the highlights, though. We'll lead with that. So cheese exports increased. They were one of two bright spots in the report. So total cheese exports of 85.1 million pounds, rising 4% versus November 2022. And that really was due to Mexico. Shipments to Mexico set a record, up 42% year over year. Non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder, those numbers were down yet again in November. So a total of almost 150 million pounds were sent abroad, and that's down about 5% from prior year. Not a great number. It is better, though, than September and October, when the year-on-year losses were double digits. Mexico did not take as much U.S. product. Their demand was off in November as well, down almost 9% versus prior year.
What about imports? How did they look, Betty?
Butter imports were quite substantial, ranked third highest in terms of all-time butter imports. We get most of our butter from Ireland and New Zealand. They make up about 90% of the butter imports to the U.S., and cheese imports were up again. Italy and France are our top two suppliers. And the volumes from there were down, but where we saw increased shipments was from the Netherlands, Spain, Ireland, and Argentina. So overall, imports were at 41.3 million pounds, up 1.5% from a year ago. And the second in a row of higher cheese imports, too.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. USDA's Farm Service Agency, known for a variety of farm programs and loan offerings, but few may realize how diverse its coverage area and offerings are. USDA Radio's Rod Bain tells us more.
The scope of coverage and service provided by USDA's Farm Service Agency is not lost on its administrator, Zach Ducheneau.
There are 2,100 plus county offices around the country, 51 state offices, and we've got about 10,000 employees out there.
However, some may not grasp the comprehensive coverage of FSA, such as its service area outside the contiguous U.S.
The Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Guam, Hawaii, Indian Country, Indian reservations, and tribal nations all around the country, even up into the Alaskan Native villages. It's a pretty diverse set of stakeholders that we serve.
Or the number of its programs and offerings.
We deliver several dozen programs to over 3 million producers and also have about a $30 billion direct and guaranteed loan portfolio. So it's a really big and meaningful part of the rural ag economy.
As Administrator Ducheneau points out, Because of the program and client diversity, FSA offerings are approached not as one size fits all. He uses the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Partnership, CREP, program as an example.
In Colorado, for the signing of the Republican River CREP agreement. In that agreement, we're helping producers enroll in this conservation program as a means to transition away from irrigated practices that they were going to be forced out of anyway because of water compact issues. So it helps them make that transition on their terms, realize a rental income, get some incentive payments to help establish a vegetative stand, and transition into the next iteration of agriculture on their operation.
Flexibility is also reflected in adjustments to existing and creation of new Farm Service Agency programs. For instance, the Emergency Relief Program.
During 2020-2021, as part of the climate-related weather anomalies that we're seeing, you know, derechos, atmospheric rivers, polar vortex, we had to find new ways to define the climate reality that we're living in. ERP was a solution to deliver to producers who had adverse impacts that outstripped their risk mitigation strategies. And in that program, we were able to use information that we had readily available to provide additional assistance to producers, both in the crop side and in the livestock side.
More information about FSA are available at local Farm Service Agency offices or online at farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee with the first sunlight at Last Chance, Texaco. I'm thumbing through. Decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. They left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. How my whole world slowly came apart, with a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how cowgirl says goodbye. Mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. Take all these roads ahead, just to leave it all behind. And
That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and a feast there, if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. Cold and empty stare. As if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. February up 8 to 1595, March up 2 to 1633, April up 3 to 1708, May up 5 to 1773. Cheese markets are at barrels down a half to 144 and a half. 40-pound blocks up 1 1/4 to 156 and a quarter. 11 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash better up 1/4 to 256 and 3/4. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 118 and a half. 2 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 43. 1 trade on the day. Live cattle and hog markets closing up mostly lower as the trade repositions prices ahead of the three-day holiday weekend and also took some profits. Now, feeder cattle markets were lower for most of the session Friday, but some late-session buying interest supported the prices. February live cattle down 42 cents to 171.37. January feeder cattle up 30 cents to 226.57. And February hogs down 70 cents to 71.90. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all closed mostly lower on the day after the WASD report had USDA estimating higher than expected U.S. crops in 2023 and also some higher ending stocks that was not expected, and that led to a sell-off ahead of the holiday weekend. March corn down 10 and 3 quarters to 447. New crop down 8 to 481 and 3 quarters. January beans down 25 and a half to 1205 and 3 quarters. New crop down 5.5 to 1201 and a half. January soybean meal down 10 to 351.30. January soybean oil down 62 cents to 47.75. Chicago wheat marched down 7 3/4 to 596. Minneapolis wheat marched down a half to 699 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from Ellis Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 377, February 380, March 383, new crop 427. Cash beans 1129, February 1134, March 1139, new crop 1117. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 407, February 407, March 411, and new crop at 426 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, February 405, and new crop at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 382, February 387, March 392, new crop 416, cash beans 1144, February 1147, March 1150, new crop 1126. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 392, new crop 427, cash beans 1139, new crop at 1116. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, April 429, May 433, new crop 431, cash beans 1172, April 1201, May 1205, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 426, cash beans 1146, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 146 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 121 to 152, market cows 62 to 98, bulls 79 to 115, calves 150 to 690, beef steers 165 to 312, Holstein steers 75 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New. NORDICUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, Real Country.
Thank you. 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Trouble for me to find some kind of
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, despite millions of dollars to help out, some farmers are struggling to get access to land. David Geiger has more.
Farmland values continue to increase nationwide, creating a barrier to entry for new and young farmers. At the 2024 Land Investment Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, Robert Bonney, the USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, spoke on the importance of the next generation. He says there's a land access program worth $300 million to help out, but access requires creativity.
About how we use our loans and guaranteed loans to support particularly young beginning farmers and ranchers. We think there are big opportunities there. We're looking at ways that we can improve the servicing around our loans, that we can expand the amount we're able to loan, that we can streamline it, make it easier for folks to get in. I talked about streamlining on the conservation side. And we'll be out this year with some changes to the loan program that we think will enhance it substantially.
Bonney adds farmland access is an issue that should be talked about within the context of a farm bill.
Rising land values are making it harder, particularly for young folks to get into agriculture and for families to justify staying in. So I think lots of opportunities here in our existing programs. But it ought to be a subject that Congress thinks about in the context of the farm bill as well. Obviously, we weren't able to get a farm bill in 2023. We'll see about 2024.
Outside of land access, Bonney praised conservation efforts. He says farmers deserve more credit.
I think the environmental community doesn't appreciate the depth of the commitment to stewardship in our private landowners and our farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. And we ought to develop policies that take advantage of that, that tap into that. It's an enormous resource. We've got a number of examples across the country, whether it be wildlife conservation or others, where private working lands are making the difference. And we need to do a better job as we think about environment and conservation of tapping into that and figuring out how we do a better job as the federal government in working with farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners to make that happen.
Bonney adds nothing in agriculture can be accomplished alone.
So as we think about what we can do in USDA on all types of these things, we recognize we've got to partner with folks out in the countryside, whether it's around our conservation efforts, crop insurance, what we do. So that's a really important piece.
Again, Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, speaking at the 2024 Land Investment Expo. Reporting from Des Moines, Iowa, I'm David Geiger.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
An Arctic air mass will remain over the region for most of the week in our ag weather forecast. However, we'll start to see some slight moderation with highs above zero Tuesday and into the rest of the week. A more noticeable warm-up, though, arrives this weekend with highs back into the 20s by Sunday. Wind chill advisory in effect until 12 noon tomorrow. Partly cloudy early this morning, then becoming partly sunny, a high of 1 below. West winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the lows near 5 below and west winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 3 above, west winds at around 15. For Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs near 10 above, west winds at 10 to 15. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs near 8. Friday, cloudy, highs once again near 8. Saturday, sunshine and highs near 11. Looking ahead for Sunday, partly cloudy, warmer, with highs in the low 20s. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Tiny organisms with a toxic punch are fouling our water. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Researchers are monitoring nutrient pollution that causes harmful algae blooms as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Every year, we see lakes and other bodies of water that develop blooms of harmful algae, such as red tides and blue-green algae. It's dangerous to humans, pets and livestock, and aquatic ecosystems. It also appears in lakes that are used for drinking water. The culprits include too many nutrients getting into the water from both agricultural and urban sources. Jim Gulliford is a regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. He says it's a very challenging area from a science standpoint, and rather than pointing fingers, they're committed to finding answers that can help everybody do their part.
We want to be able to do three things. One, we want to be able to predict when a harmful algal bloom will occur, because then it's easier to warn people rather than for them to potentially be exposed when they don't want to. And so then secondly, we're looking for the causes. Is it excess nutrients? Is it something else that's naturally occurring? And then the third thing is, what can we do about it?
Researchers are developing new tools and technologies to measure waterborne contaminants and understand how they form. For example, he says they're doing some interesting research in large reservoirs.
We've got floating water quality stations that are taking water quality samples at different depths. And so it's really trying to gain an understanding of what's happening in these lakes. We know that different things happen at different depths. We get different sunlight penetration. And interestingly, the cleaner the lake, the further the sunlight penetrates into it, and the more algae growth that can sometimes occur because of that.
The goal of the research is to eliminate or reduce the negative effects of harmful algae blooms on human health and the environment. Learn more about algae bloom research at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
We're gonna